You are welcome. Hello.
Hello. All right. Heading into this series, what do you think the mood of the team is?
I think while they won't say it publicly, I certainly feel that they feel the pressure that is on them. I mean, it used to be, as of the day before yesterday, they really controlled their own fate. They needed to win, and they didn't. And with the Rockies playing yesterday and the Dodgers having the day off, I'm certain that they at least had their eye on the score of the game. I don't know that they sat around and watched it on a day off in San Francisco, but they were certainly paying attention. And the fact that the Rockies swept the Phillies and have won seven straight, now they're tied. So, I mean, if the Rockies were to win all three games that they have remaining and the Dodgers win all three games that they have remaining, this division is tied. And they would play in a one-game play-in on Monday at Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers do have the head-to-head series win over the Rockies, 12 games to seven. So I'm certainly assuming that they're feeling the pressure. You know, if they win out, they still have a shot, and they certainly still have a shot of winning the division. They have a shot of being that second wild card. And they also have, you know, there's also a chance that they miss the playoffs entirely. So there's so many different scenarios going on right now, and I certainly know my head is spinning. It'll be interesting to see how they react tonight against Madison Bumgarner.
Yeah, we were talking about it this morning, all the scenarios, and I got a headache already. I think I got a migraine. Alana, aside from probably the obvious, everybody, who for the Dodgers really needs to step up today and in this series?
Well, I think you certainly can look at Justin Turner as a guy that gives you the best at-bat that you've seen up and down that lineup. I mean, this is a guy that's going to work a count. I mean, even if he ends up, you know, flying out or ends up striking out or whatever, at least you know that he's making the opposing pitcher work. I mean, I think, of course, you look at Machado, people are certainly looking for more production from him. You know, the bottom of the order, it looks to me like Yasmani Grandal is starting to really get on track. He has drawn a lot of walks in the last three or four games. And to me, being that he's such a streaky hitter, when Yasmani starts to get base on balls, you know he's starting to come around offensively. So hopefully that bodes well for the bottom part of the order. I'm assuming that Yasmani will catch tonight. I'm assuming that he'll catch Rich Hill or Hyunjin Ryu tonight. You know, everybody has to do their part. Again, they're lacking with runners, you know, capitalizing with runners in scoring position. They're not necessarily doing the situational hitting that they need to be doing, you know, moving a guy over. You can't have a leadoff double and not score Manny Machado from second base a couple of nights ago. So everybody has to do their part. And, you know, the pitching has not been the issue. The Dodgers have gotten very solid starting pitching. And apart from the one home run from Maeda, really the bullpen's been pretty good, too, with the hiccups from Maeda and Floro. But by and large, the bullpen and really all of the starting pitching has been pretty good. And I like Hyunjin Ryu since he's come off that disabled list. He's looked incredibly strong.
Alana Rizzo with us, Fred Rogan, Rodney Pete on AM 570 LA Sports. You mentioned Manny Machado. For my money, that's the guy. I mean, that's why he's here now. He's got to make something happen. I think he's really got to step up big, Alana.
I agree with you. I mean, I certainly think that people thought when he was acquired before the non-waiver trade deadline, when the team was in Milwaukee in the middle of July, that he was going to be the savior to this offense. And even though the front office said that that was not his role, it certainly can't land on the arm and the swing of one guy, that's what he was here for. Coming over from the Baltimore Orioles and his best offensive season to date in his young career, they're certainly looking for more production from him. You know, I know the Dodgers fans were lamenting that he wasn't running hard out of the box and a couple of different times in which he thought it was a home run, both at Dodger Stadium and at Chase Field, and ended up, you know, with a double instead. I agree with you. And he has been in that cleanup spot the last four games, and Dave Roberts said that he's going to be in that spot for the remainder of the season. So that's obviously a very high production spot, that's, you know, that spot in the order. The guys are getting on base in front of him, and he needs to be able to capitalize. But it's not just Manny Machado, you guys. It's everybody up and down the lineup that needs to do their part.
No, absolutely right. And you know, Alana, you talked about the Dodger fans and their frustration, and we hear it all the time when we talk Dodgers about the ups and downs. And even when things are going good, they love the fact that the Dodgers can play the matchup and they got so much depth. And then now it's not going so good. People say, oh, I hate the matchup game. I hate what they're doing. I hate the way Dave Roberts managed, oh, blah, blah, blah. But this is who the Dodgers are and have been all season long. And we really shouldn't be surprised that one night they go out and score 10 runs and the next night they can't score any runs. It's just who they are this whole season. I even think back to last season, Lana, when they had the great streak, right? And then they had the September demise. You knew that they were going to at some point get it turned back around because that's who they were all season. And I think the same thing can be said for this season. Do you agree?
I think that this is a season in which we have not gained any sort of traction. The Dodgers have not had any sort of really long extended winning streaks. I think the longest winning streak they had was six all season long. And, you know, this is a team that, you're right, it'll live and die by the long ball, not necessarily winning those close games. And you can just look at the run differential to prove that point. And that, you know, the Colorado Rockies have a one-game advantage currently in the division. And the run differential is so crazy in between those two teams. And the Rockies, you know, certainly have a good offense. But I think on paper, you know, and just looking around the clubhouse, the Dodgers, by and large, are a far more talented team, in my opinion, than any team in the National League. But they haven't won the close games. They haven't been able to get any sort of momentum and really sustain that. April and the first half of May could, you know, come back to haunt this team. You know, when you get swept at home by the Reds, you lose two of three on the road to the Reds. You don't play well against the Marlins. You don't play well against the Mets. You give up leads in, you know, towards the end of the game. You don't score in those one-run games or win those one-run games. All of these things come back to bite you. And you always hear that old cliche that you can't win the pennant in April, but you can certainly lose the pennant in April. And they could very well be completely eliminated from the postseason by a game, you know. And that's why every single game, I know you can't have the intensity for 162, but every single game does matter.
And that's why I always think back to that game in Philadelphia where Kike Hernandez pitched. I'm not saying they would have won in extra innings, but boy, in that situation, when you throw a position player out there and you're still in it, that was a head scratcher.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I mean, that's one example of one game. And yes, I put that one, you know, maybe in the top five games of, wow, this one kind of, you know, could be the reason that this team doesn't go to the postseason. But, you know, Kike was placed in a very unenviable position. And, you know, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different head scratchers of what you were just talking about with, you know, the matchup game and bringing guys in just based on the handedness of the reliever that comes in and not letting guys face both lefties and righties. And, you know, that's the way that the Dodgers want to do it, though. They've played the matchup game really the last couple of weeks, and that's how they'll continue to go throughout this weekend. But make no mistake about it, the Giants have been out of this thing for a long time, but they would love nothing more than to knock the Dodgers out and certainly make sure they don't win the division for the sixth straight year.
Yeah, have they already started the beat LA chant?
I haven't heard any yet, but I'm sure that
it's early.
Park will be sold out. And, you know, Madison Bumgarner pushing his start to Friday to today to make sure that, you know, he faces this team instead of pitching against the Padres. So there is certainly no love lost between these two teams. That's what makes it a great rivalry. But the Dodgers certainly have their work cut out for them against the Giants. I do love the starting rotation that the Dodgers have going. I mean, Tenjin Ryu has been tremendous since coming off the disabled list. And, of course, you know, you have Clayton Kershaw and then Walker Buehler, who's just been unbelievable so far in his rookie season.
Dodgers on Deck, Morongo Casino. Dodgers on Deck with Tim Cates starts at 6 tonight. We've got the call of the game right here on AM 570 LA Sports. Alana, hopefully it'll be a fun weekend, so enjoy it up there.
All right, I certainly hope so. Thanks for having me, guys. Take care.